This was a session on economic diversification, and my point for the poor countries is that their main problem is not the lack of access to markets. The main point is their own capacity in terms of productivity of the economy. And I emphasized what I hope are practical means to build the productivity and competitiveness of their economies, focusing a lot on infrastructure, roads, power, telecoms, broadband connectivity, and focused on the skills and education of the labor force, because those are prerequisites for a highly productive, diversified economy. With those prerequisites, private capital will flow into these countries because they do have profitable opportunities if the base of infrastructure is present. Now, all of this costs money, and so part of my discussion was also where to find the financing for this infrastructure. One of the answers is taxation, because the companies operating in these countries in general are not paying what they should be paying. They're transfer pricing, they're evading taxes through one strategy or another.
But all wouldn't taxation impede also or constrain growth?
Companies are coming to these countries in part because there are important primary commodities that they need, and they should be paying a proper royalty for these commodities, and not just taking them out of the country and then pretending that they're not making profits on them by hiding the profits in the Cayman Islands or in other tax havens. So we know that Africa is losing tens of billions of dollars per year of revenues that it should be collecting. This would not stop investment. This would just make investment operate in a proper fiscal framework.
Is there another responsibility on the LDCs, the least developed countries, or the low-income countries, in terms of transparency, anti-corruption also?
Well, of course, there needs to be transparency and anti-corruption within these countries, but sometimes the poor countries are blamed for corruption without recognizing that it's the rich countries that have created a very corrupt system. Why do we have all these tax havens like the Cayman Islands or the British Virgin Islands? These were created by the United Kingdom or by the United States or facilitated by these powerful countries, by the City of London and by Wall Street, as places to hide money. And some of our biggest companies in the world use very aggressive tax practices to shift their profits around. Apple and Amazon and Starbucks and others have all been in the headlines because they're not paying their taxes properly. And when you have the Panama files now, one sees even more examples of how the wealthy countries and the biggest companies should be behaving with a lot more responsibility. When Prime Minister David Cameron had his anti-corruption summit in London a couple of weeks ago, this was a good initiative, but it is the core responsibility first of his country and the United States and others who are at the center of the world financial system to have a fair, transparent, honest system, not one that is made up of all these tax loopholes and secrecy havens and hundreds of thousands of shell companies that are hiding the real owners of business.
I saw before the interview many delegates come up to you, and you've always mentioned to them, I will help. How can you help, or what are you doing exactly to help the LDCs or the countries that face challenges?
I serve as special advisor to UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon on the Sustainable Development Goals, and in that capacity also serve as the director of the United Nations Sustainable Development Solutions Network. That's a network of universities and think tanks around the world, hundreds of members, committed to helping every country to achieve the Sustainable Development Goals. We're engaged, and I'm personally engaged, in discussions with governments all over the world, brainstorming what can be done, how can plans be improved, what should be done at the international level to change things, how to create new global institutions. I'm very much in favor of a global fund for education to achieve SDG 4, a global fund for health systems to achieve SDG 3, practical plans for decarbonization to achieve SDG 13. In other words, we have to keep thinking, acting, talking, strategizing, and developing new solution approaches that are very practical and workable.